her. I'm just going to sort of rumble across now, I think, to Dipti. Perhaps not give her a link at all, no. She is talking about Emmanuel Macron and those elections. I'll rumble over to you, Dipti. What are you telling us today?
Well, a lot of focus, Stuart, rumbling back at you, by the way. Lots of focus this Tuesday on the union of the left. Perhaps French politicians who, the French left, who announced that alliance of the left ahead of these snap parliamentary elections. They announced that late on Monday. These papers had already kind of gone to press, but anyway, it appears that French politicians heeded the calls made by the French left-wing papers. This is from L'Humanité, the communist paper, which calls for an alliance from this cry from the people of the left. A similar message from Libération here in bold print here. You need to set up that popular front, that popular front in reference to a sort of a block of the unity, a show of unity by the French left against, in particular, the far right. Libération also has a very interesting editorial today in its pages, where it notes the importance of today's date, that's June the 11th, noting that 90 years ago, on June the 11th, the French left struck a secret deal with the French communist leader at the time to, in a bid to end weeks of debilitating strikes in the country. This time, the French left are banding together, uniting together for a different reason, to resist the far right, or as Libération calls it, the putrid wave of the far right. Stuart.
And meanwhile, the far right itself is also eyeing alliances.
Absolutely, not surprisingly. The far right, this is what Politico reports, that the far right is also talking about uniting, in particular, Marion Maréchal. She's the lead candidate for the other far right party, the Reconquest Party. Well, she met with her aunt, Marine Le Pen, and the president of the National Rally Party, the far right party, Jordan Bardella, to discuss a possible alliance. Now, it's important to note that the two sides, despite being far right, do not see eye to eye, at least when it comes to a European level. However, the papers say that their possible alliance at a French level, at a national level, could help forge the path for this so-called supergroup of far-right parties in European Parliament, something that was very much touted in the lead-up to those European elections. And I just want to show you this cartoon here from Morten Morland, the British cartoonist who sees Emmanuel Macron as Marie-Antoinette eating his cake there and yelling at his people, "You and me, outside right now, let's settle this once and for all," Stuart.
Nice cartoon, nicely done. Well, the elections have also left French voters very unsure of what to do and what direction in which to take the country.
Yeah, and to that effect, there's a really interesting article here from The Guardian that looks at, that's actually their correspondent has gone into the has gone to the department of L'Aisne, which is a far-right stronghold in France, in the north of France, actually. They overwhelmingly voted for the far-right in those European elections. But now, facing the snap parliamentary elections, they're grappling with what to do. Residents are really grappling with the realities of what it means to vote far-right. For instance, in this department, the hospitals are overwhelmingly run by doctors who come from outside of the European Union. So for a variety of reasons, there is a shortage of local doctors. So how does that bode, for instance, with a party that is inherently anti-immigrant? What does that mean for the future of hospitals in these kind of regions? The profiles also of the voters in the regions really show, above all, a sense of lassitude, a sense of resignation that they have no other choice but to vote for the far right. Many of them focusing really on their personal issues, not global issues, not European issues, not national issues, but personal issues: low pay, poor working conditions, difficulties, financial difficulties in their day-to-day lives. And this is something that the far right has successfully honed in on, and it is bearing results, at least for the far right, Stuart.
Let's switch gears now. The star basketball player Caitlin Clark's omission from the US Olympic team really sparking outrage among some political pundits.
Yeah, well, since she became top draft pick for the new season, Caitlin Clark has been the star of women's basketball. She has been extremely mediatized. She's also been, despite not igniting it at all, the target of a firestorm around race, gender, and women's sports. Now her omission from the US Olympic team has enraged conservative commentators. This is from Outkick, a conservative sports commentary website owned by Fox News, which calls it, as you see in that headline there, an all-time WTF decision. If you don't know what WTF is, I will let you find out for yourself, lamenting that the Olympic team will include everyone from Deanna Taurasi to AJ Wilson to even Brittany Griner, who was arrested and then released by Russia on smuggling charges. It's worth noting she, Caitlin Clark, obviously being white as well, has been in a way appropriated by some MAGA supporters, heralding her as representative of their values and politics. This is not an opinion that is widespread, but it certainly explains why she's been so mediatized. For her part, she has said her only interest is in playing basketball. She has also responded to her Olympic success exclusion very gracefully, saying that she's not disappointed at all and then it gives her something to work towards in the future.
And finally from Dipti, British people are also heading to the voting booths, back to voting in a month for general elections. One MP's turning to technology to boost his chances.
Indeed, he is. The Independent explains that Steve Endicott is a self-proclaimed capitalist with a socialist conscience. He's developed an AI-generated avatar who campaigned for him in the seat of Brighton ahead of July elections. The AI bot will answer questions and concerns from his, voters using Endicott's actual voice, developed by his own firm. He advocates a variety of policies like more green policies, a four-day work week, and so forth. Ironically, his party failed to be registered in time because of a technical error with the Electoral Commission. He promises that he will physically be in Parliament if he is elected.
Should have got the bot to put his name in. Our own bot, Dipti Kalarong, there with the papers here on France 24. She didn't know how to take that.
No, I don't.